In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I choose to give the last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? This parable of the laborers in the vineyard is definitely a challenging one for us Americans who are ingrained in the Protestant work ethic and the value of meritocracy. In our society, we are taught early on about the importance of hard work, with proverbs like "early bird catches the worm," or as Benjamin Franklin quipped, "Early to bird, early to rise, make you healthy, wealthy, and wise." In our right side up world, we are fighting for equal pay for equal work. So when we read in this parable that those who came to work as late as the close of the day are paid the same as those who came at the beginning of the day, it is natural that we feel a sense of solidarity with the grievance of the early laborers who said, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." Well, before we get too enraged by what appears to be Jesus' approval of the iniquity of injustice of this vineyard owner, let us always remember that this is only a parable, and that Jesus' parables always have a surprising twist to it. Through his parables and teaching, Jesus continues to paint the portrait of the kingdom of God, which he came to inaugurate in our midst and asks us to pray for its coming in the Lord's Prayer. In the kingdom, he visualizes for us, everything is upended and everything is turned around. It was once said, religion is designed to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. Likewise, Jesus' parables are designed to engage us into the plot and then leave us with scratching our heads. Now, we wonder, what is this parable about? Here Jesus is telling a very simple agricultural story of a vineyard owner who was racing against time to harvest the abundant crops of grapes into the wine press before the weather changes and the grapes go bad. The vineyard owner kept on hiring laborers throughout the day. For him, the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few. At the end of the day, he was happy and he wanted to give generously even to the last one hired the same amount as he did for the early birds. As other parables of Jesus, the purpose of this parable is to convey just one message. Just one message. And that is, in the kingdom of God, all are equally loved, whether you are an early bird or a late one. No one is more entitled or privileged. Our standards of equal pay for equal work, or our Protestant ethic or meritocracy, are not to be used to measure God's generosity. The ridiculous abundance of God's love and its distribution to all, regardless of the merit, is really the only point that needs to be in the limelight. God's goodness is an affront to our level-headedness. God's love of sinners seems an insult to the pious. Last Sunday, our gospel lesson exhorted us to exercise forgiveness just the way God forgives us, without measure, without control, and not as a quid pro quo. Today, our lesson calls us to be givers of gifts, working out of an attitude of abundance rather than with an attitude of scarcity. God's gift of love for us is not based on our worthiness or our merits. In fact, it is in spite of our unworthiness and demerits, as we read in Romans. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. God's wanting to love us and forgive us led Jesus to the cross. It is sacrificial. It is from the depth of God's very inner being, and it knows no bounds. In the kingdom of God, we are in the realm of goodness, mercy, and random acts of love, kindness, giving gifts, and generosity. We are liberated from the world of rights and entitlements, profits, and fair exchanges. In the kingdom, we see the difference between our stab at justice and God's stroke of grace. Friends, the harvest is plenty, and the laborers are few. We are the laborers in the vineyard of kingdom of God, where each and every one of us is valued and loved equally. We are the members of the household of God, where there is no distinction made between early birds and late birds in being the beneficiaries of God's abundant gifts of love. It is into this household of God where we enjoy God's abundant gifts. Today, we welcome baby Jared, and we welcome baby Lily, and young Audrey and Ava, as they will be baptized in a few moments. At St. Peter's Vineyard of God's Kingdom, we need more laborers, new disciples to help these children grow in Christian faith. We need the time, talent, and treasures of all our members, to create secure spaces for our little ones and our youth to meet, and to employ a staff person to direct and coordinate our expanding family ministries. As our church's footprint in our neighborhood and the community's footprint in our church continue to increase and expand, we are in need of more resources to meet our operating expenses. We need more of our members to become pledge givers. We need to have more pledges, and we need the pledges to continue to become more generous. Just as God is generous to all of us, regardless of our merit or worthiness, we need to be generous with our own time, talent, and treasures in the building up of the kingdom of God here on earth and in Phoenixville. Let us pray that God would enable each of us to become his joyful laborers in his kingdom.